Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week's question comes in from listener Thomas.
I heard the milk foam we make for our cappuccinos consists of denatured clumping proteins. If I heat up the milk for my coffee for a bit too long, it forms a skin, and after removing that skin, I can still make pretty nice foam from the milk. Shouldn't the lack of protein prevent the formation of proper foam then?
Thanks for the question, Thomas. As I'm sure many are aware, we go to the effort of frothing milk in some coffees to give us a creamier texture to the drink. This foam is often thought to be due to the protein in the milk interacting with the coffee and air. Paul writes on our forum, "Milk is a complex mixture of many substances in addition to protein, and some of these substances may act as surfactants. For example, phosphatidylcholine and phosphatidylinositol. And so, heating up the milk and deforming those proteins might cause the froth to flop. But expert in nanocoatings, Professor Stephen Abbott, is here to set the record straight.
Although everyone says that foam is stabilized by denatured proteins, that simply isn't true. For example, it's one of those well-known facts that milk containing just whey proteins, which don't easily denature, foams differently from milk containing just casein, which is easier to denature. But look closely at the literature and you find it's not a fact at all. Different steam-on techniques produce different results, and some find, as I would expect, little difference in foamability between all whey, all casein, or standard milk. It's proteins at a delicate balance between liking the water and liking the air that stabilize the foam. If you overheat milk with a steam-on, you destroy all the protein and can't make a foam. But it doesn't take a lot of protein to stabilize the foam. So if you have, say, 50% of your protein remaining, you'll be fine. If we want good foam, we should focus on the secret, which is getting lots of small bubbles. And the recent success of the nanofoamer, a clever whisk design which produces lots of small bubbles, shows you can produce a great foam even with cold milk, dairy or non-dairy, and with no denaturing of the protein.
So there you have it. Thanks to Thomas for the question and to Stephen for the answer. Next week, we're answering this question sent in by listener Michael, who asks, what kills a car battery that hasn't been driven or started in a while? In the meantime, if you think you know the answer or have a question of your own, drop us a line at chris@nakedscientist.com or join us on the forum at nakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.